Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello.
Hi.
Six after, no, let's make it seven after just to be on the straight and narrow. Friday, April 22nd is upon us. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay still under the weather, although it looked like the email's going back and forth, ladies, back and forth last night, that she's at least progressed enough to know what it isn't. And so that's a good thing. It's not COVID, but it's something else. So it's amazing how the medical system works. Well, let's tell you what it isn't.
Yeah, the way they do it every time.
Start yeah, right. Let's just figure out what it isn't. Today is Earth Day. We're going to have an Earth Day celebration here in Framingham. And on the common, we bring goats. Today it's Goat Day, or tomorrow, actually.
The common meaning the Boston Common?
Framingham Common.
Oh.
You know, all New England communities, pretty much, especially, I didn't say all, but many did, and many still do. Most Massachusetts, at least Eastern, after the shot was heard around the world, which was Patriots Day a week ago, when the Revolutionary War started, most of the communities that were involved in that had commons that were basically built or established for two reasons. One, to graze the cattle, and whatever other animals, mostly cattle, for people that were in town and needed, everybody had a cow. And the
so
second
this is
reason,
like a square, right? Like a town
yeah,
square? Is that what
right,
you mean?
Yeah,
like
we have common? One. I should take a picture and post it on the website. In Framingham, we have one, and there's a, you drive around it, it's, you know, kind of a...
Isn't it just a fancy word for park?
Yes, except the reason, I'm getting to the reason that it's called a common, it was the common staging area for the soldiers, for the militia, for the volunteers. The Minutemen were all in all of these eastern Massachusetts communities. They all, during the Revolutionary War, got together on the common to figure out how they were going to approach the British soldiers. And that went on for a while, but the common area was, that's why they call it the common, because it was the common area. Everybody came to that place, and they got their assignments, and then they went out to shoot as many Brits as they could. And so that's what the common is about. Anyway, Earth Day is about celebrating what we all have to understand about what it takes to live on this planet. Every April 22nd since... 50 years ago, right? This is the 50th anniversary.
I think this might be the 50th, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Yep. So what do we do to, and this is not, I'm not a granola, and I'm not somebody that goes overboard when it comes to most things. The conservationists that I know, for the most part, go too far. I'm a conservationist. I've saved lots of land in my community. I have taken pains to work, because I think it's important to use the land that I have on the farm for appropriate purposes. And we have lots and work together with a lot of people in conservation districts, state and local groups that have been funded to save as much land as possible. And fortunately, I think, well, Jennifer, you saw when you were here, and Victoria, you did, even though I was in two different houses. I'm surrounded by 1,000 acres of state parks and privately held conservation land so that nothing can be built there. And that's one of the great things. That's one of the reasons that I like being here, because it is unprotected for the most part. I like that, frankly. I'm kind of a hermit. I don't care a lot about having a lot of people around. I'm around a lot of people, but does that sound like an oxymoron? I'm around a lot of people, but I don't like having a lot of people around. And
I feel like
so,
that's like a great line for a country song.
Is it?
Right?
Yeah, right.
You know, you get to choose. You get to choose who's around you. You don't have like weird neighbors start building on top of you.
Like I choose to be around the three of you. And I choose to be around my children and my grandchildren. And I choose to be around the people that I work with on the farm. and choose to be around the people that I work with and the new project that I'm involved in. But I've chosen those people. And I suppose in a way, they've chosen me. And so in this circumstance, how you spend, you know, there are a lot of, especially now with the situation in Ukraine, talk about this from time to time, lots and lots of scams. Lots and lots of ways of wasting money, having money ripped off. And that, by the way, is true of Earth Day, too. There are scams galore. I can't believe, actually, I send almost every day a thing to my lawyer. Is this for real? Because you get pitched.
You mean you send your spam to him? Or
No, I send the stuff that looks like there's been a couple of offers online for trucks that seem fabulous, but then I look into them and I know they're a scam because they say they're using eBay to conduct the transaction, and they're not. And you can't find it there, and they give you some excuse. And I'm sure some people are dumb enough to figure out.
The used car market is still hot. So anything that's in demand is going to be the center of a lot of scams.
Well, somehow or other, this particular scam, they see what you're looking at. Like, I watch Facebook Marketplace for trucks and tractors and things that I can use on the farm. And all of the pitches that have come to me that are ridiculous have all been, you know, beautiful trucks and things that would normally be
tractors.
That would be worth, let's say, $4,000 that you can buy from them for $400. And so they want you to give they want your name, your address, and what else do they want in order to be able to ship you the vehicle? And they're always on the other side of the country. They're not here. They're over there. But they'll ship the vehicle, and you have 5 days to like it, and then if you don't like it, you can send it back. Right. Duh. So, anyway,
have fun with that invisible vehicle.
How do you send a car back? How do you return that?
That's it. But some people will fall for that stuff. So the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of things for Earth Day that you can wrap yourself around and get kind of yenced. There are certainly plenty of things Ukraine-wise that you get yenced. But think about one of the things about my farm that I'm pleased about is the composting. I had been doing it for a long time, but I partnered with a guy, and we're creating lots and lots of compost. And basically, it's just recycled leaves and clippings and recycled food. We do food scraps and stuff in it and manure, put them all together. And the stuff that comes out at the other end is pretty amazing, actually. Okay. I look at what they're doing. So I use about 25% of it on my fields. And it goes right. I bought a new special kind of manure spreader. I'm sure this is exciting to everybody to spread this stuff. That's Earth Day is about repurposing what we have. Maybe thinking about the straws that you use when you go to the restaurant. It's beginning to really bug the you-know-what out of me when I go to a restaurant and they automatically bring you a plastic straw. And I don't want to get nasty.
I thought that was illegal. Well, it's illegal now to do that in New Jersey. You have to ask for one. Yeah, they can't just give you one. Well, I thought Massachusetts was ahead of us on that.
I don't know. Plastic straws are everywhere. It's very interesting. My grandson, Miles, takes a metal, I don't know if it's metal, I think it is, a metal. His mother got him his own straw. So he takes his own straw with him when we go out to eat. Yeah, it's not over-the-top stuff. It's not like trying to say, what was it yesterday I said? Something about a frog? What frog was I talking about yesterday that we needed to save? A squish-mouthy frog? That's it. Thank you. A snot-nosed frog. Some of that stuff goes way beyond the beyond. But there are things that need to be saved and paid. Some things, you know, the other side of it is the ecology of the earth is such that it continues to reform and rebuild and repurpose the assets that it has here. So it's not necessary, even though some of the conservationists or granolas would tell you, oh, we got to save that fly over there because he's almost extinct. Well, you know, that fly may go away, but another kind of fly will be.
Yeah, it's the food for someone
scene.
Else. I believe as a conservative, I believe in personal responsibility, and I don't think it's other people's fault for my space. And I think we are on the line to do the right thing. I feel like, as per anything, extremists hijack issues, and then and on both sides. So either you believe that there is no problem, and people believe that if you sneeze, there's a problem. And really, the truth is somewhere in between, and you just got to do your part for your little corner of the world. And if everybody did that, then it would be okay.
Well, but
unfortunately, we don't have people to do that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but that's well put. Thank you. 16 and change, almost 17 and a half the hour. This is the Friday DJV program. Thoughts for the weekend. Things as you are maybe working outside now, you can see the flowers blooming. I've started to plant things. The idea of spring, and it has sprung, and the growth, it's really an exciting, wonderful time of year. It's warm enough to go outside. We all get excited about it. So when you go outside, do you feel good about yourself? Are you looking your best, feeling your best? Or do you need to still lose a little of that weight that you put on since the winter time and since the COVID time? We've all had a story to tell, and hopefully your story ends with a success quotient that's second to none. It's time for you to weigh in on your health. Get your weight to the optimum place. Get it to the number that you want. Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, and take advantage of the 90-day. This month was the 25th anniversary, so till the end of the month, folks at Calitrin will be giving you $25 off your 90-day supply of the world's only all-natural weight loss. It's a blend, I guess we call it, the weight loss blend, a way for you to leave that weight behind. Get rid of it and make sure you keep it off. They even have a little payment plan for you if you want to buy a whole bunch of the stuff and you can't really pay for it now. So get on the payment plan. Check it out, toploss.com for Calitrin. When you check out, free shipping with the DJV code and $25 off a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender, just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy, sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID, or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been going to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And we have an overview from social media of some of the things that seem to be trending, like the Queen celebrating her 96th birthday. We'll talk about that and the photos that have gone with it after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, ladies, have you seen the pictures of the Queen with her stallions? I find this...
Not her sons.
No. Lipa's
the kids she really loves.
Yeah.
So she has been the Queen since 1936.
Yeah. What was her coronation like? I'm joking, you weren't there.
I know, that's true. Well, yeah, she... I haven't made a mistake. 1952. She was born in 1936.
That's right. That sounds more like it. Because I know for my parents' whole lifetime, basically, she was
Yeah. So you were there
I
for
remember.
The coronation.
Yeah,
okay. I was actually. I watched it on television. I remember watching it on my little 10-inch Stromberg Carlson TV set that we had just gotten with a magnifying glass on it and could see the...
That's so weird.
There was a lot of video or film, if you will, that because it wasn't live. The film was from earlier in the day and been taken, and then it got flown over. So that's how you saw what the event looked like. But I remember seeing her in the coach and getting out, and you think back about how she looked then and how she looks now, and it really is an astounding historical overview. What a very interesting period in time.
But I know she's aged, but she still looks dang good for 90.
Yeah.
What is she, 96?
96.
She looks. I think she looks extremely beautiful for her.
Well, this
age.
Is her 97.
I think I just saw a
picture.
No, this is her 96.
Yeah.
I think I just saw a picture of her only a couple weeks ago, actually riding a horse. So she's still pretty active. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is some fascination with the British monarchy, for sure. Look at all the attention paid to William and to Meghan Markle.
Right.
And they went over there to check her out. I think they went over to see how she was for her birthday, right? Didn't they?
Harry and Meghan went over there. Well, they went to the Invictus
Harry,
Games.
Yeah, not William. Yeah, Harry.
Yeah, they went to kick off the Invictus Games in the Netherlands, and they made a pit stop to see Granny.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this stuff continues, and there's always lots of gossip, and that's pretty much the reason we're talking about her here in the trending portion of the DJV program. But the pictures are neat, and it's neat. It's just neat. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hertz and Polestar have announced a new global partnership that includes purchasing of up to 65,000 electric vehicles over 5 years. Availability is expected to begin in spring of 2022 in Europe and in late 2022 in North America and Australia. For Hertz, the partnership is part of a company ongoing commitment to lead in electrification, shared mobility, and a digital first customer experience. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. 3/4 of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than 4 times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negra.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then allows the entire ecosystem to thrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is going to be questioned by lawmakers from both parties in the coming weeks when he testifies before different House and Senate committees. The concern is the Biden administration's handling of its plans to lift Title 42 on May 23rd and allow an invasion of humanity to enter the United States through the Mexico border. President Biden Thursday announced a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens into the United States. The program, known as Uniting for Ukraine, is part of the Biden administration's commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the war.
This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugee processing.
Thanks for listening, and at TGIF, my friend, we are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The ranking Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, is asking why the wife of a former Moscow mayor is not being sanctioned amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. Elena Buterina, a Russian billionaire who paid Hunter Biden over $3 million in 2014, is somehow missing from the Biden administration's list of sanctioned Russians. A tweet from Representative Comer to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asks, "Do Hunter Biden's foreign benefactors get a free pass from scrutiny?" End quote. Former United Kingdom Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax last night addresses President Biden's leadership.
The man clearly is not up to the job. He's an embarrassment, not just to America, but to the whole of the free world. The truth of it is, a real leader would have gone not just to Brussels, to NATO on the first week of this war. He would have gone, or she would have gone, to Ukraine, and the really brave leader, would have gone to Moscow. And said, we as America want to negotiate a peace. Truth of it is, this man is not up to it. And that's one of the reasons why the Western world is in the peril it's in right now. It began last August with the unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. If my friend Donald Trump was still in the White House, none of this, and I mean none of this, would have happened.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein, causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner.
And now, here's my gramps.
Oh my gosh, that was the cutest. That's actually, I think, very new. I don't know if we've heard that one.
No, that is new. Yeah.
He got all of our names really good,
yeah.
Too.
Wow. And Jay's is hard, I think. Jay Kushner's hard to say.
And no one can say Keelan if you're a kid. All my friends are like, Keelan?
Keelan.
That's my young pal Miles on the DJV program. Friday, April the 22nd. This is a very interesting situation. The former president of Honduras has been extradited to the U.S. He is going to be busy with extraditions between him and Julian Assange. He was faced drug trafficking and weapons charges. So you ask, well, why is that our business if he was the president of Honduras? And that's a pretty good question. He is accused of leading a violent state-sponsored drug trafficking conspiracy. This is with the police forces and the armed forces and members of Congress and mayors. So it's not just him. It's the complete government of the country are corrupt up to their ears. He wanted a, I don't get what, was this just trafficking to the United States with weapons and stuff? What is, why are we the ones going after him? Maybe we're the only ones that can or will. Kind of reminds me of how we're not taking care of Putin. He ought to be extradited to, to the Hague so he can be tried for war crimes. But I don't see any extradition stuff going on there. But I'm curious as to.
You have to catch him first. They caught this guy and had him in handcuffs when he got on the helicopter. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think this involved California, actually, Jen. There was one of the representatives from California led the charge on this. And so, I believe it was a woman. I forget her name, but, I think that this guy must have trafficked stuff into California, which is why it probably stemmed from there.
Yeah. Wow.
Listen, it is what it is. So there's a new suicide hotline number. Most Americans have never heard this number before, including yours truly. It's been around for a couple of months. The number is 988, launched as a shortcut to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Why? Because nobody could dial 800-273-8255?
People couldn't remember that, I guess, right?
Really? Well,
when you're in a state where you need help like that, I think that 988 makes a lot more sense.
Yep. All right, so where is the major problem with suicide? I know that there's a big problem with farmers. I know there's a big problem with former members of all the service, the Marines, the Army, Navy.
A lot of traumatic brain injury. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then, of course, the LGBTQ community has the highest rates of suicide amongst young people.
Yeah. So what is that? Where do we go with all of this?
Hopefully this is a good
problem.
Step. Well, no, but it's a good step to get someone help right away. And I think that it's bizarre to me that they have not spent much more money on, you know, this should be all over Instagram and all over Facebook and all over social media and TikTok and reach the audiences that it needs to reach. You know, that, hey, just dial 988. I don't know why they're not. I guess it hasn't been rolled out very efficiently.
It seemed like it'd be pretty easy, right, to just go on and promote it everywhere.
A couple TV commercials. Hey, if you feel like you need to talk to someone, 988. There you go. I'll do the commercial for free.
Okay. You'll do the commercial free.
Free of charge.
For free.
No, not for free. No.
All right, we're not going to get into that again. Get your daughter on the line. She'll explain it again to you.
Yeah. Did you hear the grammar police just pulled up? Hold on.
So one of the reasons this is a value, there was a poll that has been commissioned suggesting 69% of respondents had not seen, read, or heard much about this new lifeline. It's, again, 988 is the number to call a suicide hotline. I don't know if they used to call them a suicide prevention line, and hopefully that's what it does.
I think it's still called that, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. I think.
But people responding... responding to this announcement, say that they don't like the police, they distrust the police in terms of being part of the first responders when it comes to mental health. 85% said they trust emergency medical services, 77% trust psychologists, 70% trust social workers. So there's a special fund for LGBTQ people, $7 million. Especially if you're a young person, that hasn't been. What are they going to do with the money, though? What is this services? How
it's
do you
outreach and counseling and things like that? So it funds those free services.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the story again. The number is 988. All right, 988. The Palestinians and the Israelis. I didn't get a hold of my friend Uri Geller this week. Normally, he comes on the program for a few minutes. To talk about what's going on in Israel and the Middle East, what's going on with him. He's a character, very interesting fellow, but I haven't heard from him and I didn't talk to him this week. Lots of activity. We haven't talked about it because of all the other things that are going on, but the Palestinians and the Israelis have been clashing since Passover and Ramadan began. It's an, almost an annual thing. Where do you go with this? Why do we even talk about it?
Happy holidays. Let me change. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let me blow you up. Yeah, right, exactly. So there we go. Bill Murray appears to be in hot water. So what did he say or what did he do? They've suspended production of a new movie called Being Mortal. He looks awful, by the way. I thought he looked awful for a long time. And he's weird. We all know he's weird. So what, put two and two together. Is this something that's an overreach? Is it over?
Well, we don't know what was said. We do know that it's apparently there was a complaint filed against him for quote unquote inappropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything more than that. We know that this movie that he's filming has Aziz Ansari and Seth Rogen and in it as well, and neither of them has anything to do with why this was shut down or what the complaint was.
Who's
so,
Aziz Ansari? I don't know who that is.
Aziz Ansari. If you saw him,
he's
a comedian. He's been in a lot of movies and stuff. But we don't know what he said, so I'm not sure. They just said that it was... inappropriate behavior. I mean, it's Bill Murray. Like, I don't know what... I don't know.
He's always inappropriate.
Always wacky.
He's always been inappropriate. He's a
maybe he
job.
Made a comment that somebody didn't like, and I don't know. But to
telling
shut
me cancel culture is going to kill... It's going to kill comedy.
Everything.
It's going to kill it.
Yeah. Well, and also to shut down an entire movie, people aren't getting paid, you know? I mean, that's people's livelihoods.
See, this is what I'm talking about. The same thing applies to Black Lives Matter as far as...
I mean,
well,
we don't... Well,
way too far to the other end of the pendulum. Go ahead.
Well, I don't agree with that, but I'm in terms of Bill Murray with this, I don't, you know, if he said something that was really offensive, then he needs to take ownership of it and take responsibility. But if it's just, if it's something else, then it's shutting down an entire movie for no reason and shutting down people's livelihoods. And that's where it just, I don't know, it's that's where I think it's going too far. Again, we don't know what he said. We don't know what he did. But I'm sure at some point the gossip will come out.
Speaking of things getting shut down, what about CNN Plus? We didn't even talk about
it. Oh, jeez. What a
23 days.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I
mean,
they just weren't even willing to, like, I mean, it's almost like failure to launch, right? I guess it was that bad. They just thought they couldn't make it any better. You would think if you've invested so much that you could try.
$300 million invested into it.
Yeah.
So where does Chris Wallace go? Chris Wallace went over there.
That's a good question.
It's a big question. He risked a lot to go to CNN Plus.
Right. So they put him on regular CNN? He's got to have a contract.
There's
so.
The spot. I mean, there's that Chris Cuomo spot that they haven't done much with. But, again, then, you know, you always have to look and see, like, is CNN wanting to put him there? I would imagine they were probably going to look for someone that was a little more, just guessing here, but probably more diverse than Chris Wallace. I mean, he checks the box for older white guy, and I don't know if that's the direction that CNN wants to go in with that spot. But now they might be forced, because what are they going to do with
him? Got him under contract, right?
Yep.
And it was a big payday for
him. He's
got to
be ticked off. He's got to be so mad.
Speaking of ticks, this is a severe year for ticks. Very nice intro. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
If you're outside, you know, we're talking about Earth Day and people going outside, the tick season has begun. I've taken a tick off of the back of my neck, taken a couple off of Daisy.
I know, they just give me the heebie-jeebies. They're just so gross. I pulled one off my dog last week and I almost gagged.
Well, they carry diseases, Lyme disease, depending on the kind of tick it is. Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
I've discovered why I spend so much to live in Los Angeles, because we don't have a lot of ticks around
ticks.
Here, do we?
No ticks, right.
No.
Well, we don't have many ticks on the farm because the chickens eat them all. But between when I take the dog out for a walk.
I never knew that.
You didn't know that?
Something new. I did not know that.
Pretty much, if you get free range.
Brock, look there, Drew. Brock. A chick sandwich, Brock.
If you're eating eggs that are free range, you're pretty much eating a lot of ticks.
Bugs.
Yeah,
bugs.
A lot of protein.
A lot of bugs. Yep, exactly. Worms, ticks, ants, whatever's crawling
around.
Well,
I mean, look, that's good. That's what nature, that's what they're supposed to eat. You know, they're not supposed to just, you know, be in a house and spoon fed a bunch of grain. So
ding
it's good.
I like my chickens to eat ding dong.
Well, some of them on my farm, because we feed them grocery stuff from the grocery store, things that are outdated and And Aiden goes around and picks it all up, and we feed it
getting
to the chicken.
Getting some Tiger King vibes, Jen.
Hey,
I know. We so should put a restaurant on your farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, some talk of that.
Remember the pizza toppings from Tiger King that were all old salami?
All the stuff that fell on the floor at Walmart.
It's like Doug Kitt cooking in his kitchen anyway.
Black-legged ticks.
Fish stew? Fish stew, our special of the day. Fish stew.
Yeah.
Tick.
Chum
tick
stew.
Tick stew. How about tick stew? Yes? Check your.
Got some old milk and salmon lying around.
Check your clothes for dicks. All right, 47 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
I'm not proud of my generation. We came along after the Depression era, and my generation then felt liberated, free, in a prosperous time to go out and make a new world. And in the meantime, in our sort of libertarian exuberance, we ignored a great many problems that we're now passing on to our children. I don't look back with great pride. I look forward with curiosity, and I fully intend, to live long enough to see some of it, huh? Why leave now? It's too interesting.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJB program. Well, let's see if we can get to the top five items here this week in technology. Victoria Keelan has done the research, as she usually does. Number five is a focus on Airbnb and what happened at that Pittsburgh party where the shooting took place.
Right. So after that shooting, which was on Easter weekend, it was a horrible event. 200 people were there at this party in Pittsburgh, in the East Allegheny neighborhood of Pittsburgh. As many as 50 rounds were fired inside the house alone. They think it was really 90 rounds total. People were jumping out of windows to escape the gunfire, and two teenagers were killed. Eight other people were shot. Airbnb now says that they are suing the person who hosted this party, and this is the person who rented the house through Airbnb. The property owner's probably also going to get into the lawsuit as well, because the violation with Airbnb's policy is that you can't have more than 16 people, and there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that restricts entire home listings made by people under the age of 25. So there were numerous violations here, and Airbnb has said that they are going to take this to court. And I think that's kind of the only way Airbnb can come out of this looking okay, is to make sure that they pursue this, you know, to the fullest extent.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on YouTube and what they're doing for baseball.
Yeah, this got some mixed reviews in terms of making headlines this week. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming agreement for the 2022 season, and it will result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first game is going to be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, and The problem, though, some people think this is great because they can see, you know, they can watch the games without subscribing to a sports package on cable. The problem, though, is that they're splicing up where you can see all these games. Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They also have a weekly doubleheader in eight countries, exclusively on Apple TV Plus through the regular season. Peacock has 18 early Sunday games beginning May 8th. They're all exclusive as well. Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the home market during this season. And Amazon also simulcasts in-market games with the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. So YouTube has 15 games that will be available live and free to fans. But again, it's really splicing up where you can actually follow your home team, and that's what's getting a lot of complaints.
Number three, Department of Justice charging Russians with disinformation. What a surprise.
I know, right? So a prominent Russian legislator and two of his aides have been charged with running a disinformation campaign targeting U.S. citizens, including lawmakers, for several years. Alexander Babakov is 59 years old. He and his two staffers allegedly operated international foreign influence and disinformation to promote the interests of Russia. And this went from 2012 to 2017. The FBI had been tracking this, and these Russians attempted to woo American lawmakers. They gave them all expenses, paid trips to Europe, and they sought to orchestrate meetings with influential people, and so offering lots of free travel to one Congress member who got caught. We don't know that person's name. That has not been released, but not a good look, and at least, you know, we've caught the three people who are behind most of it.
Number two is about crypto.
Yeah, March's massive theft from a crypto service built to support a video game has been tied to a hacking group associated with North Korea. Again, not a shock. In March, Ronin, which is a tech company, announced that $620 million worth of crypto coins in Ethereum tokens were stolen by a hacker from its network bridge to the Axie Infinity game. So the bridges actually between these games where people pay for, you know, things with Bitcoin, it's called play to earn video games. So you basically have like a bank of tokens that you use, and the bridge that manages those tokens, that's what's being hacked, and it's happening a lot. So the bridges are really the problem, but if you are someone who is a gamer and you do have crypto tied to a game, you are at a significant risk depending on, you know, what game you're playing. So as of right now, they've been able to reimburse people who lost money, but in the future, I don't know that they're going to have endless funds for that.
Number one is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix was the most dramatic storyline of this week in the tech world. They had lost 200,000 subscribers globally compared to the Q4 of last year. They think they're going to lose 2 million by the second quarter alone. The stock took a huge dive, and they're trying to figure out how to stop people from sharing passwords, because that's, you know, they're losing a lot of revenue.
Right. All right, there they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.